This Twit News special is brought to you from our LastPass studios. Securing every access point in your company doesn't have to be a challenge. LastPass unifies access and authentication to make securing your employees simple and secure, even when they're working remotely. Check it out at lastpass.com/twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit News Special number 364, recorded Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. High speed, Apple's announcement for October 2020. This Twit News Special is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass can help you manage identities and promote good security behaviors while your employees are remote. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Twit News Special, the second of what we think will be three Apple announcements this fall. We expect Apple is going to announce its iPhone 12. Joining me right now to cover the event, our iOS Today host also of Tech News Weekly and Smart Tech Today, Micah Sargent. Hello, Micah.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
We're excited. It's Christmas Day for geeks.
For a certain subset of geeks.
Apple
least.
Geeks, anyway. Lots of leaks. And I have to say, over the past couple of years, the leaks, as we get closer to these Apple events, are getting more and more accurate. It's true of all tech companies. I'm not sure why. Apple, I think, still keeps a pretty good lid on its own employees, but it's tough to control the supply chain, and most of these leaks are supply chain. We expect four new iPhones to be announced today, only two of which you will be able to order this week, two more next month. We also expect a HomePod mini announcement. Mm-hmm. We expect perhaps, and these are the unknowns, an Apple TV announcement, maybe AirTags, Apple's smart Bluetooth tags. If they don't announce it today, I wonder if they'll ever announce it. But remember that the invitation, and you can see actually on the stream already, you can see the invitations logo. You see concentric circles. Some have said, oh, those must be AirTags. You can also...
the HomePod Mini.
Yeah, or it's HomePod Mini. You also, the name of the event is High, Speed. And of course, that's probably no mystery that will have to do with the fact that all of these phones are now 5G. We're zooming in and ready to begin. You see a full moon.
Interesting that it starts with the moon instead of the sun.
And of course,
the night before Christmas went all through the circle.
The full moon, which is, by the way, not full today. Rising over the Apple
stirring.
Campus.
Not even a squircle.
There's the stars. Maybe they're going to have a astronomy mode in the new phone.
Oh, for the camera.
Yeah, it's a time lapse. There's the Steve Jobs Theater.
Oh, time lapse could be improved.
There's the very famous now Rainbow Stage, which is a permanent installation in the center of the Apple campus. The sun's coming up.
It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
That's quite pretty, isn't it? By the way, this stream in 4K, if you're watching on YouTube or on Apple's site or on your Apple TV, if you have a 4K Apple TV and a 4K television.
I wonder if it's got spatial audio on devices that support it.
Now we're zooming in that famous drone shot into the Steve Jobs Theater with the famous carbon fiber roof, Tim Cook.
Hello. And welcome back to Apple Park.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to join
I miss
us today.
It.
Just last month, we were here to introduce some great new products. Apple Watch Series 6, Apple Watch SE, as well as the 8th generation iPad, and the all-new iPad Air. And we've got some more huge announcements for you today.
Huge.
So let's get started with an exciting new product for the home we know you're going to love.
They're going to start with HomePod.
This year, our homes have become even more important in our daily lives. So it's critical that the technology we choose for our home provides a truly great experience.
A thermostat?
When we approach designing products for the home, we focus on three key attributes. First, They must be easy to use from the initial setup to the way you interact with it every day.
One of the things Apple's done right, I think, is made
we design our product
every one of these devices a base station
and intuitively
for Apple Home, which means
we also designed them to be secure for HomeKit, and to protect your privacy.
Which means you don't have to particularly buy a base station if you've got an Apple TV or a HomePod. You have a base station on an iPad.
Yep. We applied these principles when we created HomePod. HomePod is a breakthrough speaker that combines precise, high-fidelity sound with the intelligence of Siri.
And costs a lot of money.
It provides an entirely new way to discover and interact with music at home.
And I think it was a disappointing seller.
Yeah.
And now, we want to bring this experience to even more people. So today, I'm excited to introduce the newest addition to the HomePod family. And I'd like to show it to you now.
Interesting, no drone transition. We're going right into a video of it's a close-up
acoustically
of fabric.
What? Transparent fabric? Yeah.
So the design elements of this are very similar to the Big Brother HomePod. It just looks like a smaller... Oh, it's round, though.
Oh,
it's more like
it's
a sphere.
Much more spherical.
And we did not know that, right? It's also fairly...
Well, as of this morning, we did because of the leaks, but...
It looks like a candle. That's what everybody was saying.
And here's Bob to tell you all about it.
It does look like a candle.
It's a scented candle pod.
Please tell me it has a built-in smart scent or smart center.
Now that's a shot.
So excited that's to tell
weird.
You about HomePod Mini.
It's an Bob Borchers, he's VP Worldwide Product Marketing. Design.
Think this is his real living room?
Trapped in a beautiful
no, he's trapped in a
fabric,
very small house.
Looks great,
somewhere
specifically for its
inside Krampus's bedroom.
On top of HomePod Mini is a backlit touch surface that provides control for volume.
It is like a candle. See, it's glowing.
It even illuminates when you invoke Siri. But the design is just the beginning.
Oh, weird.
In creating HomePod Mini, you thought carefully about what you want from a smart speaker.
It's a,
first, you want amazing sound that ensures your music,
yeah.
Podcasts, and everything you listen to sounds incredible. Next, you
so
want
this is
going to
come in direct competition with the brand new Nest speaker Google announced.
And, as our homes become smarter,
and Amazon has some inexpensive speakers like this
that are also spherical.
Yep. The price point finally, is home, for those $99. Let's see if Apple matches that.
And security at the forefront. All this is exactly what HomePod Mini is designed to deliver. And to tell you more about
people are
how
nervous about
happen,
both Amazon and Google having Yael. Microphones in their house. So
yep.
That's why Apple's pushing this privacy and security so hard.
At Apple,
and notably, Apple has not included a camera in theirs, unlike the other devices. Google and Amazon both offer ones with cameras.
We created a full-range dynamic driver that delivers high output
like a
while keeping distortion to a minimum.
Subwoofer.
And developed a pair of high excursion force-canceling passive radiators that enable amazing bass response. We also crafted an acoustic waveguide
wow.
to deliver a consistent 360-degree
so
sound
a downward facing
enabling
horn.
You to place HomePod Mini anywhere.
It's only
in order to get truly big sound out of this
bass
compact
transducers.
Design, we combined it with the powerful
and this
Apple
is the
S5
chip that we knew that would be in it,
software,
which
altogether
an older iPhone chip.
Computational audio. Even before you hear the first note, HomePod Mini is analyzing the unique characteristics of the music and applying complex tuning models to optimize
it's important
loudness.
Point. Apple silicon is not just limited to Macintoshes.
The movement of the driver and
this, every, this S5 system on a chip is in
and
the Apple Watch.
180 times a second.
No, the iPhone 5.
The result is an audio experience unheard of in a speaker this size.
Yeah, it's in the Watch Series 5.
And one only Apple can deliver. Now, bringing amazing sound into your home
so
isn't just
Apple
about
Watch
breakthrough audio quality.
Processor.
It's also about letting you enjoy that sound throughout your house. Multiple HomePod Mini speakers can play perfectly in sync across your entire house. And that's great for entertaining or keeping up with your favorite podcast as you get stuff done. And when you place two in the same room, they'll intelligently
stereo
become
pairing.
A stereo pair.
Intelligent
filling your space
stereo
with
pairing.
Rich, enveloping sound.
That's one thing that's a pain with Sonos is you have to do it by hand.
And to make
where are the wires?
The ultimate smart speaker for iPhone owners. Later this year, you'll get a new handoff experience that's truly magical. Using the U1 Ultra Wideband chip, which we introduced in iPhone last year, HomePod Mini can understand with high precision when your iPhone is nearby.
Oh, so it'll follow you around the house.
And you'll get visual,
that's cool.
Audible and haptic effects.
So clearly they don't want to just sell one of these. They'd like to sell one for every room.
Multiple.
Maybe two.
As music flows from one to the other.
That's a better strategy, right?
And of course, HomePod Mini can play all of your favorite content. In addition to Apple...
I hate how they always try to cleverly hide the wire.
Hold on.
Thousands of radio stations. From
no
iHeartRadio, Radio.com, and TuneIn. And in the coming months, you'll be able to use services from providers like Pandora and Amazon.
No Spotify.
No Spotify.
Okay, that was the question.
Anyone in the home can ask to play.
At least it's more than just Apple.
Hear a playlist or even search for music by lyrics.
Hey Siri, play the song that goes, "Feeling good, never stressed."
Hear Sunday Best by Surfaces.
So she named the lyric
Siri on HomePod Mini,
and it knew the song. That's a good thing.
And helps you discover new favorites. But of course, Siri does more than just play your favorite music.
They built a whole house in the Apple campus basement.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Siri is what makes a smart speaker.
Oh,
well,
there's a garage.
Smart. Siri was the first mainstream intelligent assistant. And today, it's the most popular
still
in the
worst.
World. Available on over a billion devices.
And today,
and handling
it's still
over 25 billion requests a month. And Siri keeps getting better. In the past 3 years, Siri's gotten faster and more concise. Speech recognition is twice as accurate. And Siri knows over 20 times more facts. Together, Siri and HomePod Mini do everything
well.
You'd expect from a smart speaker. From multiple timers and alarms, to weather reports, to answering the random questions.
This is critical, though, if you're going to put one
but
of these in every
really
room
sets HomePod
to
Mini
replace
apart,
maybe your echoes.
Deep integration
it has to
with
have
iPhone. Using Siri, HomePod Mini can access the apps
better
on your
capability.
iPhone to send a message,
oh, that's
your
interesting.
Calendar, make a call, even find your iPhone.
Well, the HomePod can do
and
that.
And because of this, you'll be able to ask HomePod Mini for a personal update with just a single request.
Hey Siri, what's my update?
Good morning, Jumi. It's currently sunny and 72 degrees. Your first event is at 11 a.m. Gallery visit. You have one upcoming reminder. Call Zoe.
Of course, your voice isn't the only voice in your house. Siri knows that and can recognize the voices of each member of your
house.
This
is where the S5
so that everyone gets their own personal experience.
Very helpful.
Hey Siri, what's my first class today? Hey Siri, text Annika. I'll pick you up in 10.
Hey Siri, play my favorites mix.
Okay, Mo. Favorites mix now playing.
And deep integration.
Oh, it's either confirmed that it was Mo.
Right. So Google will supposedly do that. Amazon not.
And a Siri suggestion automatically appears in CarPlay. So when you hop in the car, the route is ready and waiting for you.
Oh, that's good.
With the intelligence of Siri, HomePod Mini helps you get things done around the home.
I think this is starting to look
next,
like a pretty compelling package. Put one of these in every room
when
of
it comes
the house,
to your home,
if you're
you
already in the Apple ecosystem.
Without complexity. So with HomePod Mini, we've made the smart home simple. HomePod Mini automatically integrates with the Home app, so you can control all of your HomeKit accessories.
This is that base station thing. So it is also a base
station.
You
can ask to turn down the heat, lock the doors, dim the lights, or even set a
scene. The S5 is 64-bit. It's got 32 gigs of flash. It has a GPU. It supports Bluetooth 5. It's got a gig of RAM. It's got BGN 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi.
The new Discover tab.
It even has GPS.
It's easy to find all kinds of great smart home accessories to control lighting, security, comfort, and more. One of the most important parts of the smart home is communicating with your family, which is why we created Intercom. Intercom lets you quickly send a message from one HomePod to another in a different room.
This feature
to multiple rooms throughout
was the one that made Michael, my stepson, take the Amazon Echo out of his room.
We're late, let's go.
He did not like this.
I'm just getting my jacket.
Come on, Michael, we're late, let's go.
What's really exciting is that we've taken it a step further and designed Intercom to also work with your iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and even CarPlay.
This
is only Apple can do.
CarPlay as well.
You'll get a home Intercom system that goes
everywhere. I can talk to you in the car.
Ask everyone who's hungry, I've got pizza.
The message will automatically play on HomePod speakers throughout the home, and a notification will appear on your family's personal devices.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And Intercom messages will play on AirPods as well.
Quick hide.
It's walkie-talkie improved.
Run my mind.
I ain't even put my jewels on.
If it sounds as good as the HomePod does, well, similar to how the HomePod does, I could see this being something worth it.
Physics is always an issue with smaller speakers, and this room's really small. It's not.
Yeah, it looks tiny.
Not only is HomePod Mini packed with great features, like every Apple product, it's designed with your privacy and security in mind. Nothing you say is sent out of your home until you activate Siri with a touch or it hears those magic
true, of
words,
course, of all
"Hey Siri."
Voices.
Exactly. Your requests are not associated with your Apple ID, and you choose whether Apple saves your audio recordings.
Also,
personal requests only work when your iPhone is home with you. And all communication with smart home accessories uses strong encryption.
That's interesting. It's using the iPhone for additional processing.
Incredible experiences the new HomePod
or maybe it just identifies you via the
comes
iPhone.
In both white and space gray.
Is there a way to reduce the ducking so it's not as ducked?
HomePod Mini will be available for just $99.
There you go. Hit the price
point.
You can
order HomePod
and it does
Mini
look like a
November
candle.
6th, and it'll start shipping the week of November 16th.
Order November 6th.
So no reason to run to the store yet.
With the power of computational audio, a world-class intelligent
almost
assistant,
a month before
great features like
it.
Intercom, and
I hope
tight
you won't
integration
need
with your favorite
a HomePod
Apple
Mini
devices.
To be able to do that intercom
now,
feature.
Back to Tim.
I hope it'll also be available on the That's HomePod and on iOS devices.
I wonder if this replaces, in effect, the HomePod from Apple's point of view. They did not mention the HomePod at all.
That's true. Oh, that's a really good point.
I think they didn't sell enough of them to make a concern.
Now let's talk about iPhone. iPhone is an incredibly powerful and personal device. It's the product we use the most every day. With amazing capabilities, iPhone has changed our lives and has never been more indispensable than it is now. It's been another big year for iPhone. Ever since its launch, iPhone 11 has been the most popular smartphone in the world. People love their iPhones. iPhone has led the industry in customer satisfaction every year since it was first introduced. There's so much that people love about their iPhones. They love how easy it is to use, how it connects people in personal
coronavirus
ways,
bleached his
how
hair.
It elevates photography, keeps us informed, and keeps us entertained. With a powerful ecosystem of apps in the App Store, iPhone enables people to do more and more things every day. And users can trust that iPhone is designed to do all of this while protecting their security and privacy.
You're going to hear those two
every
words
decade,
a lot, I have
there's
a
new generation of technology that provides a step change in what we can do with our iPhones. The next generation is here. Today is the beginning of a new era for iPhone. Today, we're bringing 5G to iPhone.
Ugh.
This is a huge moment for
this
all of
depresses
us,
me.
And we're really excited. 5G will bring a new level of performance for downloads.
The real question is, are they buying? Are people, are all, are we expected to buy into what is just a marketing term, or there really is a technology that is eventually going to give us all of these new features? Right now, it does not.
So you can get higher network speeds even in.
So that's the promise of 5G, but it. It's not
and 5G
being delivered
even helps
yet.
Protect your privacy and security since you won't need to connect to unknown, unsecured public Wi-Fi hotspots as often.
You want to play a drinking game every time they say privacy and security?
The generation
of cellular network
and kind of a stretch.
On iPhone has
it's not more private and secure, but it's more private and secure than the Wi-Fi hotspot you were connected
to. Our developers and our users. And 5G is the most exciting step yet.
Oh, come
for
on,
so many
Tim.
People, this all becomes real with 5G coming to iPhone. As
it's
you know,
a little surprising because, remember, Apple was slow on 3G. They were slow on LTE.
And world-class software.
They're not exactly early on 5G, but
incredible collaboration ahead of time, but not
Apple
early.
And our carrier partners around
they're ahead
the
of 5G, yeah. But everybody, every new phone is going to have 5G now. So. I think it's
you
rapidly
it.
Becoming a requirement of the carriers. If you want to be in our store, you better support 5G.
Hans Vestberg, Chairman and CEO
gotcha.
Of Verizon.
And here's
here
Verizon. So Verizon's the one that's been pushing millimeter wave.
Hans, this really
they're
is
actually there together.
Yeah,
90 feet away. Yeah.
I want to thank you and the whole Apple team for a fantastic collaboration.
Verizon, I think, has been strong-arming cell phone makers.
Until now, most
I get that impression as well.
Wait and see approach to 5G. They've been waiting for 5G to get real. With the network coverage they expect, the incredible performance.
It is the case
promised,
that 5G is more widespread in China. That's
love.
A very important market
well,
for
today,
Apple.
With iPhone, the wait is over. 5G just got real. Of course. What's the most exciting part for me as a guy who has worked in networking for 25 plus years? The fact that for the first time ever, iPhone can now access Verizon's 5G Ultra Wideband. It's built
where?
With large quantities of millimeter wave spectrum that enable unprecedented
so the
performance.
Cost of materials 5G of 5G millimeter wave is about $100.
The fastest
So your phone is $100 more expensive to support this, even though very few places under ideal conditions, very few places will you be able
to get this. Think that this is going to push forward the carriers? If there are a bunch of devices out there that have 5G, is that going to be something that then they go, okay, well, we've got to get this ready now, so it will make it more available?
There is a problem with millimeter wave, is it doesn't travel very well at all, because it's very high frequency. So you have to quadruple the number of towers. You have to be near a tower. In my opinion, it's highly unlikely millimeter wave will be widespread. Ever.
Because one day we'll be safely back in those places.
Obviously, so Verizon's placing a big bet on it.
5G-enabled stadiums, venues,
see, airports, and in certain places like stadiums, venues, and airports, sure, that makes sense, but
no,
we're
doesn't.
Not all being
Wi-Fi
in
makes
stadiums,
sense.
Venues, and airports.
Wi-Fi makes sense in those. And they've been pushing the fact that it's available in NFL stadiums. It's in a quarter of the NFL stadium itself. You have to be in an area of that stadium. It's not all this. They have Wi-Fi everywhere, but not 5mm 5G.
Camera angles. Including views from players' eyes and an immersive.
If you're sitting within a few feet of the transmitter,
that's wild to me.
I have to be convinced of this. I think this is a lot of marketing, a lot of hype. With,
I mean, yeah, they literally brought the CEO of Verizon on stage to talk about it.
I mean, they're not lying that it does all of this at all. It does do all of that. The question is
very specific
where.
Qualifications, yeah.
Verizon has partnered with one of the world's leading gaming companies for some exciting news that you'll hear about later today.
But it won't be on the
iPhone.
To
make this incredible experience available to more people, we're doubling down on our fastest network.
I guess it's not Microsoft.
The 5G Ultra Wideband. We double the coverage in existing cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
See that?
Expanding into new cities like Philadelphia and San Francisco with 60
cities. But we're all paying for it.
Yeah.
In addition to our 5G Ultra.
And remember, it doesn't
network,
cover the whole city.
We have an extensive
unless they
5G
put
network.
In a huge,
today,
huge number of
to
additional
that
cell
Verizon
towers.
Is turning on
our sites.
5G nationwide.
So
network,
this will be the
reaching more than 200
lower band.
Million people across more than 1,800 cities and towns.
Their
so all the pieces
their
have now come
band.
Together. The coverage of 5G nationwide. The unprecedented performance of a 5G ultra wideband in more and more cities.
So does this mean we're all going to see a 5G tag on our phones, but it's not going to be this true 5G experience?
Well, for AT&T. It's just important to understand that what all of those benefits he's talking about were millimeter wave, ultra wideband, and that will be very limited availability for some time to come, if ever.
Hans, this is definitely the start of something big. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for all the great work we're doing together. We are very excited about 5G on iPhone, and we are going to introduce 5G across our entire lineup of new iPhone models today.
There it is.
So
you're
now
have to get it.
I'd like to show you the very first iPhone with 5G.
It's my bet that this is a requirement. If you want to be in a Verizon store, you have to support millimeter wave. Google did the same thing with the Pixel 5. And the problem is you're paying a significant premium, as much as $100 extra for your phone, for a feature most people cannot take advantage of. This is, I think, blackmail. This is strong arming by Verizon. I've yet to be convinced otherwise. And we'll see. Maybe next year we'll all be saying, oh, wow, I love my millimeter wave. Red.
Squared edges, red, blue, green,
yellow. This is the design language we expected and the colors we expected. Red, white, blue, green, and white, right?
Introducing iPhone 12. To tell you all about it, I'd like to hand it over to Cayenne.
She's peppery.
Let's take a closer look at iPhone 12 with 5G. It has an all-new design that's simply stunning. It has smooth, flat edges, allowing the aluminum frame and glass to stay flush.
Gee, where have I seen that before?
Creating this unique, uniform construction. Inside and out, iPhone was re-architected to pack in new technologies into a smaller form factor. iPhone 12 was designed with 5G in mind, including the position of all new antennas, which go around the aluminum frame.
That's, by the way, probably why you have that frame.
The design looks amazing in 5G.
That makes sense.
Black, white, product red, green, and a gorgeous blue.
That blue is gorgeous. I wouldn't call it green.
The same great 6.1-inch display size.
No, it's a kind of a light, limey green.
Yet we reduced the display borders to create a much smaller iPhone. If we compare it to iPhone 11, iPhone 12 is 11% thinner, 15%.
It looked like it had a smart connector on the side or something.
It's so strange that they're pushing now the fact that the screen is...
and reducing the footprint was only possible by bringing our best display technology.
Okay, so the screen is not smaller or...
And that is our Super Retina XDR display.
They're using the Super Retina XDR brand.
OLED has many advantages over LCD. Each OLED pixel has its own light, which can be individually controlled, giving us pixel precision, brightness, rich colors, and an amazing 2,000,000:1 contrast ratio.
These are all
for true blacks in photos, videos.
Apple is now using all OLED on its iPhones.
Looks fantastic.
No more LCD screens.
The new OLED display also has a higher resolution with twice as many pixels as iPhone 11. It now has 460 pixels per inch. So text will be sharper for easier reading.
More interest would be a high refresh rate, which Apple apparently is not going to be doing.
Due to battery life
constraints. And peak brightness is nearly twice as high for HDR content, 1,200 nits. And we include support for HDR video formats.
1,200 nits? Wow.
HDR 10 and HLG. We obsess over making your display impeccable.
HDR formats.
And of course, it's important that we protect your display in the best way. The cover glass on iPhone 11 is the toughest in the industry. But iPhone 12 leaps ahead with something even better, much better. Our incredible materials engineering team has been working closely with our partners at Corning, the leaders in glass technology, on a new cutting-edge material. And we call it Ceramic Shield. Ceramic Shield goes beyond glass by adding a new high-temperature crystallization step, which grows nano-ceramic crystals within the glass matrix to dramatically improve toughness. To make this material both tough and optically clear, we precisely control the type of crystals and degree of crystallinity. This was the breakthrough that made Ceramic Shield possible for iPhone. Ceramic Shield is tougher than any smartphone glass, and along with our new design, it makes iPhone more durable than ever.
I wonder if it's just on the front or if it's on the front glass and the back glass.
That means if your iPhone accidentally slips out of your pocket, Ceramic Shield will have four times the chance of surviving without cracking. This is the biggest jump in reliability we've ever had on iPhone, and we are thrilled to bring that to iPhone 12. Let's talk more about the 5G capability on iPhone 12. As Tim said, to create the best possible 5G experience, it required seamless integration of hardware and software and partnering closely with carriers. Here's Arun to tell you more.
It's like the Lakers got everything. We kept Arun in a safe. Oh, it's this famous anechoic chamber.
I'm here in one of our 50 world-class anechoic chambers where we develop and test advanced wireless capabilities like 5G.
Wow.
And we approach this differently than anyone else. Starting with hardware, we designed custom 5G antennas and radio components that allow us to target exactly what works best in the entire system.
This is the iPhone 5 announcement all over again. This is rude.
While also including the most 5G bands in a single phone to work on 5G in more places than any other smartphone.
That's just because they make a global phone as opposed to regional phones.
I wonder if you can hold it however you want to, or if signal drops if you hold it the wrong way.
Applications down to firmware to take advantage of 5G speeds. For example, we optimized iOS frameworks so apps can get the benefit of 5G without using
really
more power.
5G.
5G makes iPhone faster. We also made 5G smarter with Smart Data Mode. When your iPhone doesn't need 5G speeds, it automatically uses LTE to save battery.
5G.
But the instant 5G speeds do matter, iPhone starts using it. We also conduct rigorous validation. For example, this custom-built anechoic chamber helps us replicate signals from multiple sources and directions. We use this data to optimize our antenna system and our unique beamforming algorithms. To deliver 5G around the world, we collaborate closely with carrier partners, ensuring iPhone has great throughput,
the Game of Thrones,
call quality, and battery life.
Oh, yeah.
We've
the Iron Throne, only on its side.
I
bet those are soft, though. I would
regions,
hope they're not
sharp. And we're seeing impressive peak speeds on iPhone 12, up to 3.5 gigabits per second in ideal conditions. Of course, 5G speeds will vary by carrier and region. In the US, we and also support feet. Millimeter wave. The high frequency
it's
version.
It's going to be extremely frustrating for people to get these phones that they are not, in fact, faster.
This includes support for Verizon's 5G ultra wideband network. This technology is ideal for densely populated areas and crowded stadiums. With wider bandwidth, it can deliver even higher speeds. In fact, we have measured over 4 gigabits per second in ideal conditions and up to 1 gigabit per second in typical conditions. This is just the beginning, and we're excited to offer iPhone users the best possible 5G experience. Now, back to Cayenne.
Now let's talk about the chip that powers the new iPhone. The A13 Bionic on iPhone 11 is still the fastest chip.
Again, Apple Silicon, so watch this carefully.
That's until now. We have a new chip developed by our world-class silicon
in the new
team,
iPad as well.
A14 Bionic, the fastest chip ever in a smartphone. Let me quickly take you to our secret chip lab where Hope will tell you all about it.
I do love the visits to these labs. Because I think, unlike the others, these are not sets. This is, I think, a real lab. It looks like it is anyway.
And finally, here's Hope.
Every year, iPhone sets the standard for mobile performance, even challenging the performance of laptops. This year, A14 Bionic also marks a very important milestone in the history of iPhone. A14 Bionic is the first smartphone chip in the world built on the latest 5-nanometer process technology. The reduction in transistor size enables us to add features and increase performance, all while improving energy efficiency. Our silicon engineering team has packed 11.8 billion transistors into A14 Bionic, an increase of nearly 40% compared to A13. A14 improves performance and efficiency across the entire design of the chip, starting with the CPU. The new 6-core CPU in A14 is the fastest CPU
in any
smartphone.
You're going to have a 6-core phone.
In fact, it's up to 50% faster. A14 also features our latest 4-core GPU design, driving increased image quality and overall efficiency. So it's even better for advanced games and machine learning. And compared to the competition, it's the fastest GPU in any smartphone, delivering up to 50% faster graphics.
Wow.
We've also made significant architectural changes that push the limits of ML processing, a critical design investment to enable new experiences.
Honestly, Apple Silicon is lapping the competition, and I think that that's important. This is just the beginning.
This change delivers up to 80% faster performance on the most critical
machine
learning
models. Of course, Apple doesn't make these. They're made by TSMC in Taiwan.
This new neural engine is capable of an astounding 11 trillion operations per second. And we've also increased the performance of our CPU's dedicated ML accelerators.
11 teraflops.
Now 70% faster. So our developers benefit from considerably improved ML performance on our entire chip. Our silicon powers every experience on the iPhone. And with A14 Bionic, we make those experiences even better with big updates to our CPU, GPU, and a dramatic increase in machine learning capabilities. Back to Cayenne.
70% faster
machine
learning. A14
Bionic enables console-quality games. With the faster speeds and lower latency of 5G, multiplayer gaming gets even better. Later this year, one of the best games of all time is coming to iPhone.
It's Fortnite.
It is the prestigious title of most popular, most played, and most viewed game
this
in the world.
This is their response
and revolutionized
to
esports
killing
with
Fortnite.
Over 100 million people watching the World Championship
what
last year.
Oh, Dota?
I'm
League
of
Legends? What is it?
Talking about League of Legends.
All right.
Using the power
wow,
of the new
Gamer
A14
Leo over
Bionic
here.
And Verizon's 5G ultra-wideband
I didn't know
network,
about Wild Rift,
iPhone gaming
though.
Is taking an enormous leap forward. Here's Michael Chow, executive producer from Riot Games, to tell you more
owned
about
owned by,
it.
By the way.
At Riot, we Tencent. Aspire to make games that meet our players wherever they are. League of Legends is the world's most popular PC game. But now, with the insanely powerful iPhone 12 and Verizon 5G, we believe it's the perfect time to bring
League sorry,
titles.
I can't take the 5G part this seriously.
I think somebody's going to have to do a supercut of the word 5G in this. Must be it'll be 1,000 times
to show
before we're done.
Champions like Ash with a brand new level of fidelity that you can't find on any other platform.
This is Apple saying, look, you don't need Fortnite. We've got last year's biggest hit.
You get fluid gameplay, even in the most chaotic team fights. On iPhone 12,
I don't think this is well suited, frankly, to a phone.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Until now, to be competitive in League of Legends, you had to be tied to your desk. But Verizon 5G frees you to game like a pro.
Wow. Verizon 5G.
They're not even just saying 5G.
I hope they're getting $1 billion from Verizon. Because otherwise, there's no excuse.
Not only is gameplay fast, but so are downloads. So you can instantly grab dope new skins that show off all your favorite champs.
No, sir. You cannot say dope. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, this is all about Fortnite. And I'm sorry, it's not credible.
What a huge moment for mobile gaming. We can't wait to play League of Legends on iPhone 12.
I can.
A14 Bionic also combines with our cameras and powerful software to deliver the new dual camera system.
No, nobody serious about League of Legends would consider playing on the phone. I mean,
right.
People love and use to take inspiring photos in creative ways. iPhone 12 also has a new wide camera with an f1.6 aperture, our fastest yet. This allows more light to hit the sensor, making every photo better. Along with the wider aperture, we developed our first 7-element lens to maintain sharp detail in your photo from edge to edge. This delivers a 27%.
When she says we, she means Sony or we Apple?
So photos and videos all around will have less noise and brighter results. Like in this photo, with fantastic detail in her hair, clothing, and the sun's reflection. On top of this, we use computational photography to deliver even more
powerful new features. Than the sensor.
Our smart HDR3 continues to bring out details in faces, like you see here, when the sun is so bright behind her. Now it understands scenes with machine learning and applies more adjustments to distinct parts of the photo. For example, Smart HDR3 brings out more detail in the rocks and uses sky segmentation to adjust for color, contrast, and noise.
It's hard to do that shot.
Computational photography also enables night mode, which has been called the best in the industry. Night mode on iPhone 12
gets even better. Pixel 5 is very good.
The faster aperture captures more light.
This is a real competition here between
Apple and Google. And now we are expanding night mode to all cameras of iPhone 12. For the first time on the ultra-wide and front TrueDepth camera, which is perfect for night mode selfies.
That's pretty good.
This is without a flash. These cameras are incredible. Let's take a look at other photos shot on iPhone 12. This photo makes use of the ultra-wide lens while maintaining sharpness and clarity like you see in the branches and leaves. Here's another ultra-wide photo shot from below. Just look at the amazing details in the clothing and chandeliers. And this low-light portrait photo, the color and warm light in the background come together seamlessly. For video, iPhone continues to lead the industry with the highest quality video. And with the larger aperture, iPhone 12 video will get even better with big improvements in lower light. We're adding night mode time lapse with longer exposure and brighter frames when using a tripod. We wanted to show you iPhone 12 in action.
Why they showed
so here's a video the moon shot at the beginning. And the moon at the beginning, entirely on iPhone 12.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you.
Yeah, that Vegas wedding shoe gonna look good on a new iPhone 12. I spent more on my phone than I did on our wedding.
Oh, that's a kind of a groove shot. How slow must you have to move in order for the people to move quickly behind you?
With an amazing camera on the go and 5G speeds, iPhone 12 takes us into an even more wireless world. We love wireless charging, but want to improve the experience. When setting down your phone, you can miss the exact center of the charger, which can result in slow, less efficient charging or none at all.
Could it be magnets?
iPhone 12, we are making this so much better, but that's not all.
They're going to finally show their power. What's that?
What is that?
It's a credit card. Yeah, see, this is my problem.
What is that?
What's going on?
There's so much happening.
It's a magnet.
Oh, a magnet where you can put your cards on the back.
It's a magnetic credit card holder.
Magnetic case.
Oh, we this was the rumor. They were going to start calling us MagSafe. Yeah.
So the case is magnet.
Here's Dennis.
Yeah.
Or is the phone... Okay, I guess we'll find out.
The phone has a magnet that will help you position it.
MagSafe is an advanced new system. It starts by improving the wireless charging experience.
Our wound wire coil, which is unique in the industry, now accommodates magnets and maintains compatibility with existing Qi chargers. The magnets are optimized for alignment and efficiency, and we improved our shielding design to safely provide up to 15 watts for faster charging. We use a custom nanocrystalline shield to capture magnetic flux. We also added two new sensors, a single turn coil NFC and a sensitive magnetometer, which senses magnetic field strength and can instantly react to it. This enables iPhone 12 to recognize and provide a better experience for accessories.
How do magnets work?
Any MagSafe accessory can simply snap onto the back of iPhone. This is really great. We're enabling a whole new ecosystem.
I do like this, but do remember that that's something the watch has done since day one.
Silicone, clear, leather, which have magnets to snap on and off. And they're far easier to
use. I do like the magnetic case.
And you can use other MagSafe accessories on top of the cases.
Yeah.
And I love that. The case passes through.
MagSafe, it just snaps to the back of iPhone and also works on top of MagSafe cases. The leather sleeve uses MagSafe sensors to identify when iPhone is inside. To reveal
what
the clock.
What is that?
We also developed the new MagSafe Duo Charger for your iPhone and Apple Watch. You can charge both devices with one charger. And it folds up easily for when you travel. And these are just the accessories we are introducing. Belkin is already working on a couple of new accessories.
Yes!
A car mount and a multi-charger dock.
Oh, a car mount that's just a magnet?
To see
that's going
to
be amazing.
Ways that others will use MagSafe.
It's
creating
be
a robust
pretty powerful
and
magnets.
Expanding ecosystem.
Oh, that part's going to rock.
I don't want my credit card to fall off in my pocket.
Yeah, I don't know about the credit card thing.
To tell you more, here's Lisa.
That part is very interesting. That's something that was rumored, but I think has more features than we expected.
Yes.
And that charger we did not know about. And what are you doing on the roof, Lisa?
Are you on the roof, Lisa?
Remember, she was in the basement last time, so it's good they got her out of the house.
Our offices, stores, and data centers run on 100% renewable energy. And we're proud of how far we've come.
I think they were sensitive to the fact that the last month they put her in the lowest floor of Apple campus. Now she's on the roof.
Our entire business.
This feels unsafe, though.
Our manufacturing supply chain and all product life cycles. This means that every Apple device sold
green screen,
from material collection, component manufacturing, assembly, transport, customer use,
see if the trees
charging,
move at all.
All the way through recycling and material recovery,
yeah, I think it's a
will be
screen.
100% carbon neutral. Many of iPhone 12's
actually,
environmental
I'm glad to
features
say it.
Build on our past
yeah,
progress.
Yeah, me too. If it is a green screen, I'm happy it's
using
green screen.
Renewable and recyclable materials. And now, for the first time, we're using 100% recycled rare earth elements in all magnets, including the camera.
That's a good thing, because the rare earth elements are not exactly as safe. Harvesting process or a
and just like we did with Apple Watch,
pretty nightmarish.
We look for ways to cut waste and use less material. Customers already have over 700 million Lightning headphones, and many customers have moved to a wireless experience with AirPods, Beats, or other wireless headphones. And there are also over 2 billion Apple power adapters out in
folks,
the world.
Folks, she's definitely not on the roof. I just want to say that. Adapters. The trees are not moving.
These items from the iPhone
she
box,
is
which
safe in the studio. Do not worry.
And avoids the mining
no earpods and no power adapter.
Removing
just the cord in the box.
Yeah.
And the box is going to be
look at the
shorter
small
because of
the size of the box.
70% more products on a shipping pallet.
Yeah, except that people are going to order four more boxes to go with their iPhone.
Taken all together. The changes we've made for iPhone 12 cut over 2 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually. It's like removing 450,000 cars from the road per year. This is huge, and we're really proud that Apple is taking the lead. We hope others will follow, making this impact even bigger for our planet. Back to you, Cayenne.
But first, help me get down.
Right. That looks very dangerous. If she's really up there.
She's not out there. I don't believe they put
now,
her up there.
Every iPhone will include the more advanced and higher power USB-C to Lightning cable. It can be used with any standard USB-C power adapter.
I'm glad I ordered those
Aki
Omnia 100 watt chargers.
Fast charging. So that's iPhone 12 with 5G. But to add to all these big announcements, we also wanted to do something a little
small
different.
It's really interesting how they're doing a generic iPhone announcement.
Only Apple would do.
And then they're going to talk about the models.
What's inside the smaller case?
Another case.
Another smaller case.
Yes.
It's the iPhone mini.
Oh. Yep. There it is. I love the James Bond music. How much did that cost?
It's iPhone 12 mini. With its amazing size, it fits in the palm of your hand while still keeping the expansive edge-to-edge Super Retina XDR display. Yeah. It's smaller and lighter than our 4.7-inch models like iPhone 8. But with a larger 5.4-inch display that lets you see so much more.
I would even consider
it smaller size. The iPhone 12 mini has the exact same features as iPhone 12. You're just choosing between two great sizes.
If it has a mini price.
In fact, iPhone 12 mini is the smallest, thinnest, and lightest 5G phone in the world.
But battery
with
life
its large screen and compact size,
suffer, right?
We think this will be an incredibly popular iPhone.
I would wait
Everything
to order this till we see what the battery life
and iPhone 12 mini is
are.
The latest 5G, the fastest chip with
A14
Bionic,
means
most advanced
battery.
Display with OLED. All new design with ceramic shield, even better water resistance, new cameras for low light, and MagSafe. Let's see everything iPhone 12 can do.
That's a dual lens as opposed to triple lens.
Out of the jeans.
And into the world. I think I'm certain
it can make your eyelashes move.
They've pinpointed a market for this form factor, and I think they're exactly right. And notice, I think they're going to push it with women who want to have something a little smaller that they can take with them. Or
right.
kids.
And did you know it has 5G? Also, it has 5G.
Verizon 5G.
Verizon 5G. Get your Verizon 5G shirt.
Dad's got it in the bathtub with him. Do not watch Greyhound in the bathtub. My advice. Boy, they are really good at the marketing videos, I have to say.
Yeah. And, man, they're...
That MagSafe's going to be popular, I think. It's just like the same thing as the watch. It's a little puck.
I think it's great.
It just snaps right on. This, you know, Apple, under Steve Jobs, famously never did focus groups or market research. But this is clearly a phone designed by market research, especially the little credit card clip on the back, things like that. The size
Look
of the
at
phone.
It, it's so small.
Now, that's so a big cute. Guy. Now, wait a minute. If you get Shaq to show it off, okay, it's going to look small. But it's it fits so in your jeans pocket. I think that's really
Even
what they're showing.
These huge updates. The iPhone 12 lineup will start at just $699
so
for iPhone
for
12 mini.
Mini
and $799 for iPhone 12. We also have great financing options from Apple as well as our partners. This includes a very special offer from Verizon. If you trade in an iPhone 10 or newer, you can get iPhone 12 starting at $15 per month for 24 months, or iPhone 12 mini for just
$12
per month.
Verizon refused the first iPhone. It ended up with AT&T and an AT&T exclusive for years.
iPhone 12. Back to you.
Clearly, Verizon has decided to make up for lost time. This is the biggest Verizon ad I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is incredible.
If I were AT&T and T-Mobile, I might be a little miffed. Beautiful night shot of the Steve Jobs Theater.
iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 mini are absolutely amazing. They are the start of a new era for iPhone. Yet that's just half of our iPhone story today. We want to take it even further with our Pro line of iPhones. And here they are.
Here they are.
The roof of the Steve Jobs Theater is rotating.
Because it's the biggest iPhone yet.
I don't think it can rotate. Oh, that's pretty. Now they're going to use stainless steel instead of aluminum on the edge. And that really does look nice. Three lenses. Stainless steel definitely has that premium look.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the same design language.
And they'll include a Verizon logo on the side, etched in.
Oh, please, no. That's one thing Apple has always stood
this
up for.
This is iPhone 12 Pro. I'd like to hand it over to Jaws to tell you all about it.
All right, Jaws.
Jaws finally taking his role, replacing Phil Schiller as the chief marketing officer.
iPhone 12 Pro is designed for our users who want the absolute most from their iPhone.
So his debut. We thought it might be last month. It takes our new design even further
with premium materials.
Senior VP.
This includes a durable and beautiful surgical-grade stainless steel band.
So if you wanted to operate on somebody with the phone, you could.
Finishes, including an elegant silver, a rich deep graphite,
stunning
gold, and an all-new Pacific blue. They're engineered with an advanced PVD process that provides a spectacular luster. And our new gold uses a high-power magnetron coating process that gives the stainless steel a stunning bright gold finish. The Pro models also feature our incredibly durable ceramic shield.
I really love Apple's attention to material science. They've really done a great job on this.
So they can withstand submersion at up to 6 meters for 30 minutes.
And we should thank them because, of course, all these innovations eventually trickle down to other phones.
With our new MagSafe accessories, which provide easy and secure attachment.
I'm excited about MagSafe, but it means I have to buy all new chargers now, right?
iPhone 12 Pro features our industry-leading Super Retina XDR displays. We were able to go
Matthew Panzerino calls the gold version the iPhone 12 Cartel Edition.
6.1-inch display. And iPhone 12 Pro Max increases from today's 6.5-inch to a more expansive 6.7-inch
display. It's practically a tablet.
We were able to grow these displays.
That's almost as big as the Galaxy Fold.
Nearly identical. So for people who want our biggest displays, this is the largest display ever in an iPhone.
1,200 nits.
With our highest resolution, featuring nearly 3.5 million pixels.
Jiminy.
HDR video comes to life. High-resolution HDR movies.
They must have made some battery breakthroughs here because
will look amazing,
right?
Yeah.
Our Pro models are packed with pro-level performance.
All of these things cost
so much. Our competition is scrambling to catch up with our chips from
last year. In terms of battery life, we remain
generations ahead. And our advantages go beyond the CPU and GPU. Together with our image signal processor, or ISP, they enable powerful computational photography for camera experiences that simply are not possible with traditional cameras.
Something I think the Pixel 5 removed.
Was it a dedicated image processor? Pixel by pixel processing
of photos with unprecedented detail.
In some ways, Google has given up.
And minimal noise.
And Apple can now assume
this,
the
Deep Fusion
Crown
uses
is the best
all the compute engines camera of platform. The A14.
That's really sad because the Pixel really captures multiple images, stuck it in like neck and neck.
Through the ISP. The CPU computes the alignment of the frames. The GPU pre-processes the images before running them through the neural engine.
This is one area where Apple really does
post-processing done in the
live
GPU.
Up to its
with
hype.
A14 Bionic, mm-hmm. we are able to bring Deep Fusion to all four cameras of iPhone 12 Pro, including the front-facing TrueDepth camera. We combine state-of-the-art camera hardware with this amazing compute power
to create a better camera system
that is unlike any other device. iPhone 12 Pro features our amazing ultra-wide camera with the 120-degree field of view and our new wide camera with faster f1.6 aperture and 7-element lens that lets in 27% more light. iPhone 12 Pro also features a 52-millimeter telephoto camera for stunning portraits. So iPhone 12 Pro delivers high-quality optical images at three different focal lengths with 4x optical zoom range. The larger size of the iPhone 12 Pro Max
provided us with
an opportunity to do even more.
That's very gold.
That's a rich gold.
And here's Andrew to tell you all about it.
Apple campus looks like the White House now.
Oh, yeah.
maybe that's the intent. The Western.
We are your leaders now. Yes.
Take us back to that little mini house beside the HomePod. Oh, no, this is the
iPhone
mini store.
12 Pro Max. We've been able to create our best camera ever. We have a brand new telephoto camera with a 65-millimeter focal length. Moving from a 52-millimeter focal length to a 65-millimeter allows for longer framing in the classic portrait style.
So 65 is
with
nice.
With the new telephoto, you can now optically zoom in 2.5 times for even closer shots or tighter crops, which means improving to a 5x optical zoom range from the ultra-wide 13mm to the telephoto 65mm.
Okay.
iPhone 12 Pro Max features an all-new massive wide camera with an f1.6 aperture, a new sensor, and new system for optical image stabilization, or OIS. Let me first tell you about the new sensor. It's 47% larger with 1.7 micron pixels. Our largest yet.
That's pretty
larger
big pixels.
Plus a faster aperture gives iPhone 12 Pro Max an incredible 87% improvement in low light,
wow,
which is our biggest leap in light gathering
that's
capability.
Huge.
Historically, always
on top
the
of that,
biggest gap in digital
for
photography is low light, and they've really done
that
so much.
That adopts a high-end
it.
DSLR approach called SensorShift. SensorShift applies stabilization to the sensor instead of the heavier lens to precisely control motion in X and Y,
wow,
while maintaining sharpness. This cancels both low and high frequency disturbances like hand movement or vibrations in a car.
Wow.
In addition, the OIS on all our wide cameras this year can now make 5,000 micro adjustments per second, which is, wow, 5 times more than last year. Along with motion processing advancements, we get stabilized exposure times of up to 2 seconds in low light for handheld shots, equal to a full f-stop increase in light gathering. This sensor shift system is unique to Apple and helps people capture everyday situations.
I think we might be able to get Ann Pruitt to switch to an iPhone this year.
And it delivers steady video with a truly cinematic feel. Now here's my colleague Alok to tell you more about another feature we created for our pro users.
Here comes Alok.
These are amazing cameras for pros. And we want to give our pros even more control over the images they capture.
Apple really is going down to their deep album tracks with their presenters, which I love. I love to see more of the engineers on stage. It's really great.
That combines the control of shooting.
That's one benefit of doing this.
With the power of our computational photography.
Pre-recorded.
And that's Apple Pro RAW.
Oh, boy.
This will be an incredible feature for pros and will be available in the iPhone camera app on iPhone 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max later this year.
Is this a new format?
It provides many of the benefits of our multi-frame image processing and computational photography.
Oh, interesting.
Like Deep Fusion and Smart HDR, and combines them with the depth and flexibility of a RAW
in
format.
In addition to the RAW data, additional computational data will be stored.
We do in our CPU,
that's
GPU,
awesome,
ISP, and neural engine.
But we'll require an Apple device to understand, of course.
Image file, computed at the time of capture,
very
without
interesting,
any shutter delay. And we do this for all four cameras, dynamically adapting for various scenes while maintaining our
right,
intuitive
I
camera
I have to
experience.
Buy a pro.
Things like sharpening, white balance, and tone mapping become instructions rather than being baked into the photo,
yeah,
delivering full creative control over color, detail,
they're going to have to bring
range,
aperture back, I'm afraid.
Here you can see a photo shot,
wow,
with Apple Pro RAW. Notice how it's taken full advantage of Deep Fusion to capture a wide range of light and shadow
that
from multiple
fantastic
exposures. Because all the data is contained in Apple Pro RAW,
it's not long
this image can be processed in various ways
before
while retaining the
DSLRs crisp, are made
detail
obsolete by stuff like this. It's incredible.
You can edit Apple Pro RAW directly in our Photos app and other professional photo editing apps. We're also creating an API for third-party apps to capture images in Apple Pro RAW.
Nice.
Cool.
This is really the best of both worlds. The flexibility of RAW with the power of Apple's computational photography.
Big leap forward
now,
with this.
Now, back to Jaws.
iPhone 12 Pro allows you to take absolutely stunning photos. Even at dusk, you can see the incredible color and texture in the shadows. You can see this ultra-wide shot preserves the detail in the cracks of the desert floor.
It's amazing.
You can almost feel it. With Deep Fusion, you can even see the detail of her dress in this low-light setting. In this classic black and white, you can feel the sun glistening on the horse.
It's
on
remarkable
a tripod,
that
we can take night mode even further.
The big camera manufacturers aren't building this kind of capability into their cameras.
Right.
I guess it's just too expensive to put that kind of processing in a camera.
Year after year, iPhone provides the highest quality video on a smartphone. Pros use iPhone to shoot TV shows, news reports, and even movies.
Well,
this has never been more important,
really,
as our homes have become our studios.
There's the ring light.
In fact, for many TV productions, from American Idol to Mythic Quest, the show has been able to
Mythic
go on because of iPhone. This year, we're taking pro video further, much further. For the first time, we're bringing HDR video recording to iPhone. You
wow
can now record in 10-bit high dynamic range.
Wow.
This means we can capture over 700 100 million colors.
Is it too late to send that GoPro back?
That's 60 times more colors than before.
Holy cow.
While you capture, you get a live preview of your HDR content on the Super Retina XDR display. And we're also going to do something that no other device in the world can do.
I honestly...
iPhone 12 Pro is the first camera...
Holy cow.
...to record in Dolby Vision HDR.
I honestly did not think this would... They would be able to do anything with the iPhone, you know, spectacularly new or different.
Right.
They're proving me wrong.
To grade each frame in Dolby Vision,
and this is a smart area to concentrate, is in camera.
And we can do this at 4K resolution and 60 frames per second.
4K, 60 frames, HDR,
and the incredible Dolby Vision. Power of the A14, which does the intense processing of these image algorithms in real time. Prior to today, you needed a Pro Studio
this
lab
is again where Apple Silicon puts them light
the
years ahead of anybody
footage
else
and then re-encode your files. iPhone 12 Pro would be the first device to edit in Dolby Vision right from the Photos app.
Oh my god.
You can even apply filters. iPhone will regenerate the Dolby Vision tuning.
When people are skeptical about what Apple Silicon is going to bring to
Oscar-winning
the table,
cinematographer,
look at stuff like this. This is a
in
phone.
This device.
In this is a
small device.
Yeah.
Wow.
With Dolby Vision, and I'd like to show it to you now.
Of course, we're not currently watching in Dolby Vision, but...
Yeah, we won't see the benefit, but there are people watching in Dolby Vision on their Apple TVs at home, and I imagine it's looking great if you have the right TV.
A very expensive camera, buy film stock, pay for developing special equipment for editing...
Shot
now,
on iPhone.
You can really go out with one of these devices. And
the thing is, the lenses are still not that good. They're still, you know, small. The sensors are not that good. They're still small. But computationally, they're doing so much that it doesn't matter anymore.
If Apple made a camera that could have bigger lenses...
Well, that's
but
the,
use
yeah.
all the computational
yeah.
stuff, wouldn't
amazing.
That be amazing?
But I don't know if you need
the
it.
Apple camera. True.
I'm really questioning whether, you know, you need to take a DSLR with you anymore.
So iPhone is the first and only device that enables you to capture, edit, watch, and share Dolby Vision video. What an incredible end-to-end pro video workflow right from your pocket.
And you can stream it using Verizon 5G.
And we have another
I'm surprised there isn't a 5G photo editor from Verizon.
Here's Francesca to tell you more.
If you notice, they showed the guy editing it on a Mac Pro. I mean, they're really, Apple's really doubling
push
down
the
on all this.
Industry with depth technology over the years.
Now, this I don't
and today,
get
we continue
too excited
that
about.
Innovation with that. A LiDAR scanner. LiDAR stands for light detection and ranging, and it measures how long it takes light to reach an object and reflect back. We've adopted this technology for iPhone, and with the machine learning and depth frameworks of iOS 14, iPhone understands the world around you and builds a precise depth map of the scene. It enables object and room scanning, photo and video effects, and precise placement of AR objects. LiDAR makes iPhone 12 Pro a powerful device.
What if they use the iPhone to shoot this entire presentation? Wouldn't that be interesting?
That, if they said that at the end, that'd be really neat.
LiDAR scanner also takes our Pro camera system to a whole new level.
If that's what they want, you know.
LiDAR's ability to see in the dark.
That's what they're pushing.
We use it for autofocus in low light scenes, improving accuracy to focus and reducing capture time. Instead of hunting for focus, the LiDAR scanner can identify the subject,
or maybe Sony,
and capture right away.
Canon's
this works in photos
cameras.
And videos.
But maybe not.
In fact, with LiDAR, we can improve focus time in low light scenes by up to 6 times. So your subject is clearly in focus without missing the moment. LiDAR also improves depth in low light for night mode, enabling stunning night mode portrait shots like this one. Look at the incredible detail in the face, the realistic color throughout the scene, and the blooming bokeh in the lights in the background. And that's the new LiDAR scanner on iPhone 12 Pro. Now, back to Jaws.
Yeah, an appropriately short amount of time spent on that.
Yeah, can't wait for them to show us some real cool AR stuff.
And when you combine these advanced capabilities with 5G, it will enable you to do so much more on the go. And 5G is going to unlock even more opportunities for
our
developers.
What does 5G have to do with a camera?
I'll show you a couple examples.
Did Verizon buy
Apple? Physicians often need to review complex
or
medical
vice
scans
versa.
Anywhere, anytime. A Cyrex HD app and 5G enables them to download these very large images with lightning-fast speeds. The ability to download a full diagnostic scan in a matter of seconds versus minutes can make the difference between life and death.
Wi-Fi's been able to do this for a while.
An enterprise will be able to use private 5G networks for high reliability and low latency apps. Like Jigspace, which accelerates setup of complex workspaces. To set up a medical device production facility, Medtronic would normally create a Six Sigma cardboard layout of the space, taking weeks to design and costing tens of thousands of dollars.
But with 5G...
With 5G and the new LiDAR scanner, iPhone 12 Pro enables teams to immediately map the environment and collaborate with their colleagues to instantly place simulated equipment, adapt it to the room layout, and outline process flows.
This is infuriating.
Or use Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. And I guarantee you, in that building, they're not using 5G. They're using Wi-Fi.
Reducing costs by more than 90%.
Incredibly annoying.
We really push the limits with iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max. With stunning new designs and larger displays. They're packed with our most innovative technologies, like the A14 Bionic chip, LiDAR scanner, an incredible pro camera system powered by computational photography. And now here's a short film we created about the iPhone 12 Pro.
Bring back midnight green.
A singular new design, a re-engineered chip, and 5G. This is iPhone 12 Pro.
Whose voice is this?
The vertical band is precision machined from stainless steel.
It. Do you recognize it?
Mm-mm. The ceramic shield on the front is tougher than any smartphone glass.
It's probably synthesized.
And tighter borders allow for even larger Super Retina XDR displays.
I want to thank our sponsors. As long as they're doing their ad, I might as well do mine, LastPass, for bringing you this event. Well, don't worry, we're going to pause the Apple video and we'll come back to it. You're not going to miss anything. Don't freak out. But I do want to give you a little plug for our sponsor. We couldn't do these Twit News specials without LastPass. This has been a great year for Twit and LastPass, the studio naming sponsors. And I think LastPass has really grown in that time. When we first started talking about LastPass late last year, they had 35,000 business customers. Now LastPass Enterprise has doubled in size, 70,000 businesses. 25 million people use LastPass. It's been a great year. It's been a great 12 years. That's how long I've been using LastPass. And that's hard to believe, but Steve Gibson, 10 years ago, did his deep dive into how LastPass works. He was so impressed. Our security guy, he's been using LastPass ever since for 10 years. You probably use LastPass at home, but I want to encourage you to use LastPass in business as well. We started doing that about 5 years ago. Living in a, I'm glad we did now because most of our employees are at home and living in a remote work environment is definitely a problem for identity and access management for businesses. Securing your online workforce, it's not just a logistic problem, moving their computers and their workstations at home. It's a security issue. And LastPass has been a saving grace for us. One company in particular that uses LastPass leveraged it to enable their team to set up, utilize, and share strong passwords on their accounts and programs. We did, for sure. A crucial and progressive step toward improved data security. But it also, I think, as we're working from home, it was one of the critical steps that made this safe and possible. And we're very grateful. We're glad we were using LastPass. If you aren't yet in your business and you do have employees working from home, maybe now is the time to start thinking about your identity and access management strategy. LastPass will help you transition your remote workforce. They offer single sign-on apps, which makes it really easy for your employees, more convenient even than passwords, but also is great for IT. They'll always have insight into who is accessing what from where, giving you peace of mind that your precious resources, your bank accounts and your website and your customer records and your databases, those are all absolutely secure, even with employees working from home. Partly it's, you know, enterprise password management means you get shadow IT and enforceable policies, things we enforce, for instance, two-factor authentication and minimum password requirements. But there's almost 100 different enterprise policies you can enforce to help you secure your workforce. We're all big fans of two-factor authentication. LastPass Enterprise, it takes it to the next level with multi-factor authentication using GOIP, And IP address, location, geolocation, so that those contextual factors, in addition to fingerprint and face recognition, really mean this is the right person using this stuff. LastPass operates on a zero-knowledge security model. That's the latest notion that everyone from the individual user to the biggest organization that uses LastPass is protected. The assumption is you've got to identify yourself before you can use any resource, whether you're inside or outside the network, and that's what LastPass does. Employees can go passwordless. They get the tools they need to work. It's more convenient for them. It's more secure for you, of course. And I'll give you the keywords that you're all looking for. It's AES 256-bit encryption. They use PBKDF2 to make sure that your password can't be, your vault can't be brute forced. They use salted hashes, SHA-256. You don't need to know what all that means. You just need to know that these are the absolute best practices in security, and LastPass does it. Your vault is never decrypted anywhere but on device. And by the way, every device, iOS, Android, Mac, Windows, Linux, every browser, but it's only decrypted on your device when it's absolutely sure that it's you. Your master password is never transmitted. Your authentication tokens never transmitted to LastPass. That's all done on device. So it's absolutely secure. LastPass has won 8 awards just this year. The PC Magazine's Editor's Choice Fortress Cybersecurity Award, Business Insider's Best Overall Password Manager. I can go on and on, but you don't have to take my word for it. LastPass speaks for itself. Find out more at lastpass.com/twit. Make it easy for yourself and your remote workforce. Make it more secure for everybody. lastpass.com/twit. We thank you, LastPass, for making it possible for us to do this. We really appreciate it. lastpass.com/twit. Now, let's return to the Apple commercial already in progress.
Smartphones, generations ahead. A new and improved Pro camera system makes the 12 Pro the photographer's iPhone. The larger iPhone 12 Pro Max takes these innovations even further. Its bigger sensor dramatically increases the detail captured and helps improve low-light performance by 87%. The custom-designed LiDAR scanner puts advanced depth mapping technology in your pocket. You can now take a night mode portrait and unlock a new world of possibilities for augmented reality.
Oh, I definitely want to do that.
iPhone 12 Pro smashes the benchmark for highest.
Oh, do not do that with your iPhone.
I was going to say, please hold those things.
They had it on a jig about 2 inches above the ground. As an essential or just put it on a drone. What could possibly go wrong?
It is the world's first device able to capture, playback, and edit 10-bit HDR footage.
That's pretty
with Dolby Vision.
10-bit HDR
iPhone
Dolby
12
Vision
Pro comes in two sizes
on a phone
and in 4 finishes. Including new Pacific Blue. An integral part of this year's design is MagSafe, an intelligent system of magnets that connect accessories in a whole new way. All this and more make iPhone 12 Pro the most powerful iPhone ever.
I gotta buy all new iPhone accessories. All new.
Even with all these incredible Pro technologies, we are keeping the same as today with iPhone 12 Pro starting at $999. And we're doubling the starting capacity to 128 gigabytes.
That's a good thing.
And iPhone 12 Pro Max with our best cameras ever at $1099. We're rolling out 5G to more than 100 carriers around the world. This is our fastest rollout ever. iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro will be available for pre-order this Friday, October 16th, and available next week on October 23rd.
So the 12 and 12 Pro both.
And iPhone 12 Mini will be available for pre-order starting on Friday, November 6th, and they will begin shipping the following week on November 13th.
That's a little earlier than the rumor, but still next month for the Mini and Max, the middle.
Starting with iPhone SE,
notice they're still selling the SE and the
XR. Is now just $599.
But they do have a very smooth range from $399 to $1099 in prices. One more thing, Apple Tags. One more thing, Apple TV.
I think if it's anything, it's Apple TV, but I don't think we're going to see it.
I don't think so either. I think we're wrapping it up. Sun's coming up on Apple campus once again to the Steve Jobs Theater via drone.
Wow. What an amazing day. This is the day we've all been looking forward to. It's remarkable to think about where iPhone started and where it is today. Now with support for high-performance 5G networks, the powerhouse A14 chip, Super Retina XDR displays with ceramic shield, MagSafe, and breakthrough camera systems that even record Dolby Vision video, and pro models that take the experience further with a pro design, four incredible cameras, LiDAR scanner, and the largest display we've ever shipped in an iPhone. We've come so far with a device that is so important to our daily lives. This marks the start of a new era for iPhone. And we announced HomePod Mini with computational audio, the power of Siri, and a simple and private smart home experience, all in a beautiful, compact design. At Apple, we put the user at the center of everything we do. It means so much to us to create products that make a difference in people's lives. Products that make things simpler, easier, and more enjoyable. And we couldn't be more proud of these products and the amazing teams who made it all possible. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe and have a great day.
Well, there you have it. The 2020 5G iPhone 5G event from Verizon iFi. 5G Apple campus on the 5G TV screen.
With privacy and security.
Privacy and security in 5G by Verizon. Okay, aside from that, which was ridiculous, I was impressed. I think the new HomePod Mini is a nice form factor. It looks like it has some great features. I think the chief new feature is this intercom system that goes across all Apple devices, even into your car. I think that's kind of intriguing.
I think the other feature is its price.
Price of $99. And clearly Apple is thinking instead of buying a $500 HomePod, you get the bet five minis and spread them around your house. And I think that's probably sensible. We'll have to hear how they sound. And they are directly in competition with $99 speakers from Google and Amazon. So this is a category, obviously, all three manufacturers have decided that people want. And it is also a battle, in a way, for your home. It's a battle to get into your home. Once they're in your home, you could see how the Mini really encourages you to purchase other Apple devices. You want to make your home Apple all the way across the board. No mention whatsoever of AirTags. I have to think at this point that is a non-product. That product is not going to happen at all. No mention of a new Apple TV. I think probably that won't be till next year. And no mention of Apple Silicon Macintoshes. Although a lot of Silicon flexing.
Yes, absolutely. Apple, I mean, we took a deep dive into the labs and heard even more about the technology. And I think it's just continues to be a buildup as we get closer to what may be an event coming next month, may not be, but certainly as Apple continues to tout what it can do with its silicon.
They picked really a couple of features, 5G aside, which is honestly a non-feature we're paying for. But all right, a couple of features that besides 5G that they promoted, one is this new MagSafe adapter. We'd heard rumors about this, but I think once we saw the presentation, it's pretty compelling. Look, this isn't the first time a device has had a magnet in it to help you do wireless charging. Many devices do that, including Apple's own Apple Watch. But I like the idea of adding accessories to that magnet. I like the idea of wireless charging going through those accessories. That's a problem I've had with other cases, that as soon as you put a big enough case on your iPhone, which you ought to do, that wireless charging becomes moot. I think this is smart. Apple, it may even be a big step toward what Apple's been rumored to be considering, which is eliminating charging ports entirely. I suspect next year will be the year we'll see them double down on MagSafe and say, yep, and now you don't even need a Lightning port. No charger in the box anymore. No headphones in the box anymore. Just a Lightning to USB-C cable. They presume, and in probably many cases, this is the fact that you almost certainly have a USB-C charger lying around that you can use that will save I guess a lot of landfill, and it makes the box smaller even. But there will be people who will have to go out and buy a charger. That might be something you want to consider if you're getting a new iPhone. But the biggest feature, I think, is the camera. And I'm very impressed with what they've done, both with computational photography and adding better, more capable lenses. Combined, it looks like they've got a camera that just is without equal. Google's Pixel is supposed to be very good on the Pixel 5. I've seen some very nice, especially low-light images. But they're essentially doing it all with computational photography and not having a dedicated image processor in the phone anymore. I wonder if they'll be able to keep up with Apple. Apple's clearly saying, we want to be the best camera that you own. Not just the best camera in your pocket, but the best camera that you own. And I think they made a pretty good case for it. I'm very excited.
Especially if you say the best camera for video and photo that you own. It does both, and it does both so well. Whereas you might have a camera that does great photos, but is not meant for video, and vice versa. This is just, we're going to do it all.
Very possible this does not have any phone features at all. They didn't mention that.
Yeah. Does it even tell time?
I mean, may not tell time. We don't know if it has Wi-Fi. They didn't mention a lot of things. I think that the presumption is, well, of course we have all of that, but these are the things that we've gone an extra step forward. I'm pretty excited. I think this is going to be a great phone. Now, you won't know until next month if you want to get either the iPhone mini, which is basically the size of their 4.7-inch iPhone 5, but with a 5.7-inch screen. I think that's really interesting. That won't be available till next month. You can order that November, I think, 6th, they said. Same thing with the iPhone Pro Max, the largest screen they've ever made, a 6.7-inch iPhone screen. That'll also be available for order November 6th and will arrive November 13th if you order that quickly. Prices are, you know, at a par. What they showed at the end, I thought was really important, that they start as low as $399 for the SE and as high as $1099 for the Pro Max, and with $100 increments each step of the way. That's kind of what I think what you want if you're Apple, is a phone for pretty much every budget. And they seem to have really done that. That's, you may remember that typically Apple goes with a high-end, expensive gear and assumes that the low end, somebody else can have that. But this happened also with the iPod. Initially, the iPod was very expensive. But by the end of the iPod reign, you had an iPod for every price, for every user. And I think that's kind of now what they've gotten to with the iPhone. They have one no matter what price range you're in. Anything else that you noticed, Michael, that you think worth pointing out? 5G? Verizon?
Yeah, 5G, please. Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I'm curious if these phones are going to have the latest version of Wi-Fi, because they talk so much about 5G.
They didn't mention Wi-Fi.
They didn't mention, what is it, Wi-Fi 5?
Wi-Fi 6 is the latest. Apple iPhone, I think 11 has Wi-Fi 6, so they probably left. Yeah, I think so. So I think they left that out. The Macs do not, but the iPhone, I believe the iPhone 11 from last year did. So I think that they're very, I think they're well positioned at this point to be kind of the king of the hill in phones. It's hard to imagine anything competing with them. They didn't talk about iOS 14 much at all. But,
no new features really with iOS 14, which they'll sometimes do. The only new feature that was definitely a software thing was Intercom, but it's unclear if you're going to have a mini to kind of activate that.
Yeah. Nevertheless, iOS 14, I think, brings them up, you know, close to parity with Android, and certainly with widgets anyway. Privacy and security, they mentioned multiple times. That's clearly a differentiator for Apple, something they want to make sure everybody remembers. The fact that you can shoot 10-bit Dolby Vision HDR on a smartphone is, to me, still at 60 frames a second, still mind-boggling. But I think it's really important to remember the reason you can do that is because they have now such an overpowered chip in this thing, the A14 Bionic, that they have lots of extra, you know, with almost 12 billion transistors, there's lots of extra silicon to do some of these things. It is so fast and so powerful. And that, to me, is Apple subtly saying, get ready, because Apple Silicon is coming to the Macintosh. And if we can do this with a phone, it's unimaginable what they're going to be able to do with a Macintosh. This is clearly a company firing on all cylinders, really doing
on
a great job.
On all nano cylinders.
Yeah.
I will, the one thing that I forgot to mention is that there was no mention of the iPad Air. The website still says available in October. So that apparently
Yeah, you thought they might
yet.
Do that. Yeah.
Thought they might say, hey, we're going to, you know, the same time that the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 is out, we'll also be shipping the iPad. But they have not.
I'm very pleased to see that Apple has decided started 128 gigs of storage in the Pro. That's only reasonable. I mean, the days of selling 16 gig or even 32 gig iPhones should be and are long gone. And it makes sense if you're getting a Pro model to start with 128 gigs. And I think for many people, that's sufficient. Although, again, 10-bit, 60-frame 4K HDR might occupy quite a large space on your storage. You might have to consider that. All the specs are up on the Apple site if you want to look at the iPhone Pro specs. Kind of just remarkable 60 frames per second 4K HDR video with Dolby Vision just leaps out at me. Still mode, I think the Deep Fusion technology is advancing. Night mode looks really, really good. I love the new Apple Pro RAW format that they announced from photographers. This effectively combines the benefits of RAW, which is just the image sensor data unprocessed, with additional layers that have all of the computational photography so that you can selectively apply those layers. That's fantastic, but don't forget, you'll have to have software that's designed to use it. They showed Adobe's Photoshop using it. I imagine Lightroom will support it as well. Makes you wonder, though, if Apple should have kept Aperture around a little longer, because they probably could have used it. So
the new MagSafe charger is now listed. It'll be available for $39.
Okay,
the
good.
MagSafe charger for
that's
iPhone.
The one that looks like an Apple Watch charger.
Yeah,
that folds
like
over.
A bigger version. Oh no, that's just the puck. The puck.
The bigger puck.
They don't have the other one on
they
there
don't have
yet.
The other one yet. Okay.
Yeah. The leather wallet that snaps to the back of the iPhone is available for $59, and all Thanks. Of the MagSafe cases are available for $49. The clear
Actually,
ones.
That sounds
and
like
the
they're a little
ones.
Less expensive than they used to be. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, they don't have any leather ones.
The leathers were always the
those
expensive.
Those are the ones that are more expensive, yeah.
There is still Lightning. There are still our stereo speakers. I think it's just a matter of time before Apple phases those out. Clearly, MagSafe is a step in that direction. They claim on a battery life on the iPhone 12 Pro, 17 hours on the regular and 20 hours on the Max video playback. Audio playback, 65 hours on the Pro, 80 hours on the Pro Max. It sounds like they've got quite a bit of juice in there. They never do say how many milliamp hours in the battery, but it does sound like they've got enough to keep it going. I mean, 17 hours of video playback seems like that should be enough for anybody. All day battery life again, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
15. Oh, interestingly, the HomePod Mini has a Thread radio built into it. So we knew it had ultra wideband, but it has a Thread radio built into
it. Huh. That is Google's technology for smart homes. Remember, Apple, Google, and others are aligned in the Chip Alliance to bring home automation, cross-platform home automation home. And I think that might be why Thread is built into this. Yep. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, that's it for Apple's event. They stuck to time. They got it all in. There was no Apple TV. There were no AirTags. So sorry, folks, but you did get a pretty impressive iPhone. I for one, was a little puzzled how Apple is going to do anything with a new iPhone to make you give up, you
kind
know,
of go,
older
ooh,
iPhone.
Ah, yeah.
But I think they did. I think they did, especially the camera and the MagSafe charging. It's pretty darn impressive. LiDAR, I'm not that all excited about, but maybe someday we'll see some apps. Micah Sargent, I will see you again Tuesday, next Tuesday for iOS Today, and of course on Tech News Weekly and Smart Tech Today on Monday, Tech News Weekly on Thursday. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Leo. I appreciated it as well. Had a good time with you.
Yes. Go ahead and order that iPhone if you want.
Yeah.
Which one? Which Friday, one are you going right? to get?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it because none of them are green, so who cares?
I like the blue. I think it's pretty, but I think...
Not a gold one, that's for sure.
I want the cartel version. Yeah.
Yeah, you can get the gold one.
It's going in a case. It doesn't matter what color you get.
Exactly.
I'm Leo Laporte. We thank you all for joining us for Apple's second of, we know now, three events in the fall, the iPhone 12 announcement. High speed 5G by Verizon. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.